following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hey, there it is, Friday. That, of course, means it's Purple Passion time. Time to meet our round table of personalities and opinions. Kyle Richardson rocking the collared shirt. By the way, I stepped up my game today. I think if we get to the playoffs, I'm going to be in a tux.
Oh,
we're going to keep getting a little bit. John Ogden got the Under Armour polo work in. And, of course, Kadri Ismail, who is always the style here on the set.
My wife dresses me.
The dapper.
And she does a fine job looking good this week. We're going to get a little nostalgic, guys, as we kick off the show, talking about some of the best plays in Ravens history. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look from A to D. This is regular season all-time, greatest plays of all time. Tony Banks to Shadon Sharp touchdown in 2000. Ray Lewis, that stop in 2009 on Darren Sproles. Joe Flacco to Torrey Smith is C, in the end zone touchdown game winner. And, of course, last week, 4th and 29, hey, diddle, diddle, Ray Rice up the middle, which was pretty impressive. When you look at that, guys, what stands out over the course of time here in Ravens history?
My God, I mean, those are some amazing picks to choose from. I would probably lean towards C over A in that, number one, it was a touchdown. It was an away game at Pittsburgh. You're talking about Ben Roethlisberger was out there. You didn't have really that kind of cool mojo between Joe Flacco and Torrey Smith yet, because there was a drop earlier in the game. But I thought this was really a defining moment for the Ravens as far as their season and really propelling them into the playoffs.
And not just a drop earlier in the game, just a couple of plays earlier, other side of the end zone, and that was down to the final play.
Yeah.
That was huge in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to actually hold out. I think Ray Rice eventually, if they go on and get to the Super Bowl, that play could be the best one, so we'll have to let that play out. But for me, Tony Banks, 2000 year, that for me set the tone of where we are today, and to me has to be the single greatest play in Raven history.
And, of course, yeah, I know you remember that one well, right?
There's no doubt it's that play. I mean, don't get me wrong, Q. I think the play – Torrey was the second, but I think that said we had never beaten Jacksonville, I believe, till that point, and that was a huge, huge
first
play.
In 5 years.
That was the play that sent us down the road to the Super Bowl, I believe. So,
if I had a write-in, I think both times J.O. had touchdowns. I like to make it
in my mind.
Right?
Against Pittsburgh, we had two really good plays. Yes, but no.
get that in there. How impressed were you with the 4th and 29? You're in the booth there calling the game. At that point, I'm on the field and I'm looking 4th and 29. I'm thinking, this is a tough loss heading back home.
Yeah.
Almost a miracle play, right?
Well, just the way the drive started off in such great field position, and then all of a sudden you look at it being 4th and 29. But I thought right here, that move, when he made that move, and I'm up in the booth and I see it, plus Anquan Boldin's block, I thought all of that happening, it was like, okay, cool, he's going to get the first down. Right there. That miss right there, three guys falling down, I thought he was going to get the first down because – of his ability just to make guys miss and you know, just it was an excellent play. But it was crazy being up in the booth, because I was like, well, I guess we're going, oh, my God!
Yeah. No, changes, you know, in a heartbeat. You're so right, because what a good returner will do is north and south first, suck the guys in towards him, and then he cuts out. So he was like a good punt returner back there.
I was
there.
Watching that play. I said, I cannot believe San Diego's defenders are playing this that terribly right now. They had angles, fourth line. You could have 11 guys my size out there playing defense, taking the right angles. We're going to make that stop. But that was just, you know what? Great play by Ray Rice, though.
It was right? Well, here's the crazy thing about it. What play do we have in our playbook that's a 4th and 29 conversion?
You don't.
You throw a screen play out there. You throw a draw or 989 all go, like that was that play. But, I mean, San Diego had it defensed well. Six guys are corralling him, ready to go, and he makes them all miss. Was just remarkable.
It's easy to say now because he got the first down, but throwing a Hail Mary, throwing it up 40 yards and hoping that somebody comes down with it, maybe that wasn't as good of an option as giving it to Ray Rice and letting him try to get a first down. But again, the result
22.
Is, yeah.
But if you look at the all 22, I mean, what the heck? Even Eric Weddle. Dude was like off the screen. You couldn't even see him on the screen.
Yeah.
Everyone was playing for them to do the all-go route, which was where you would probably have that jump ball Hail Mary and hope for the best. But it was an awesome play to get the first down.
All right, let's look at the postseason greatest plays. By the way, J.O. would have had to go down, 30 yards to block? That's probably what you were thinking of. He's watching the play going, I would have been gassed trying to get down the field to make that block. All right, A, postseason greatest plays in 2000. Anthony Mitchell taking this missed field goal 90 yards to the house for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. That was pretty big that season. Super Bowl 35. Jermaine Lewis, 84 yards as he goes for the touchdown on the kick return. Yeah, he was fast, real fast. 2008, too bad Matt Stover isn't here because I know where he would vote, right? This is C on the 43-yard game-winning field goal. And then Ray Rice, first play from scrimmage in that playoff game against the New England Patriots in New England, going to the house for the touchdown. When you look at those four great postseason plays, what stands out?
All right, fellas, I think I'm getting some sanity back in me. I know that I had Torrey Smith on my brain, but easily, because you're talking about I mean, how rare do you block a kick? Then all of a sudden it falls into your hands, your defender's hands, and all of a sudden you're going to score on it. I mean, that right there, the momentum was not even in our favor. As soon as we did that, I was like, we won. It's over. We're going to the AFC Championship game.
Hey, I'd like to defend Matt Stover on that for having a game winner going in the AFC Championship. But this game, it was an unbelievable play.
Oh, my God.
You can't just say enough. Like that set the tone for that game.
Play. Oh. No, I would like to add a play against Denver where we threw the ball to Jamal. It bounced off of his hands into Shannon Sharp. Yes. And he goes down the sideline. That was a crazy
play. That Tennessee play doesn't happen if it's not for Shannon Sharp's play with him and Jamal.
And Shannon Sharp, didn't you kind of feel like there was a higher power? Like, this is the season. When that happened, when you thought there's no way you're not winning the Super Bowl.
It's fourth and 29. Yeah. Things happen.
So, yeah, now, and now that you look back, it's easy to look back at it now and go, that was the moment. But that was a big moment. Yeah. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And 2000, too. I mean, you can pick out a lot of those moments.
The Ray Lewis interception over Eddie George.
Yep. I just think, you know, even Tony Siragusa falling down as hard as he did on Rich Gannon's shoulder. I mean, you talk about magical seasons. Things have to bounce your way. And that play, A, certainly showed just the personification of things bouncing your way.
Goose may not be playing in the Super Bowl the next week because he nowadays, if that was the rule, right?
He would have been out. What the hell? Yeah, let's get him out of there.
That's true. And I think anytime you win a Super Bowl, it's got to be a play from that postseason. And there were a couple of great ones. So I think that's a good one. Also, people on Twitter this week all saying they really like that play as well. Anthony Mitchell's touchdown in 2000. And, of course, you can get involved with the show on Twitter. If you hashtag it Purple Passion, we'll pick out some of your best Twitter questions and put them on the show as well. Always thanks for participating and joining in the conversation. We'll take a break here. Coming up, we're going to talk about the bad boys of the NFL. Were you a bad boy back when you played? Some of the bad boys. We'll talk about that coming up.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.